Let's continue exploring how to apply this. If every time you contemplate something and you receive an inner downward spiral no signal from spirit via your own internal energy communication system, you were to be true to this intuitive guidance and actively say no, you would live a very isolated experience. Our world is based on relationships with other humans, with nature, with our own ideas, with ourselves, with things. Yes and no are the basic switch flippers that either connect or disconnect us from relationships. If you were to take the elements of yes-no that we've explored so far completely to heart and perform an inventory of your current life, you, like virtually every human alive on this planet now, would discover a multitude of quasi-yeses. What is a quasi-yes? It is a not quite yes. It is an, I'm not sure, so I guess I'll say yes. It's an, I don't have anything better to do, so I guess I'll say yes. It's an, I'm afraid of how you might react if I say no, so I'll say yes. It's an, I said yes last time, so, well, I guess I'll say yes again. It's an, I don't know, and I don't want to keep you waiting, so I'll say yes. These are examples of quasi-yeses. Do any of them sound familiar to you? Are there others that you'd personally add to this list? In the realms of authenticity, of integrity, a quasi-yes is a no. For integrity exists only as we align our thoughts, feelings, intentions, and actions with each other in alignment with our soul. Integrity arises out of congruence. So if you did perform an inventory of your current life, you might be flabbergasted to discover how many quasi-yeses you are in the midst of, and or how many quasi-yeses you have lived throughout your past. A basic tenet to recognize here, a cold hard truth, is that whenever you say yes, when you actually mean no, you will always have a mess to clean up. Whenever you, I, or anyone else is inauthentic, we are speaking or thinking or acting out of alignment with our highest potential in the now. We are affecting a chaotic entanglement. We are literally calling it in. We are nodding green light toward it. We are frontline accomplice to our own needless suffering. So what do you do when you begin to realize how many quasi-yeses you are currently living? Do you just suddenly switch them all to no? To live in no's is to live in isolation, and this is not your purpose. This is not your fate. So whenever you recognize that there is a downward spiral message in you, that spirit is attempting to gain your attention to the fact that this is not a good choice now, ask yourself the following self-reflective question. This one simple question is the pearl. It is the gem that shoots you up like a comet from despair into hope, from confusion into clarity, from stuckness into flow, from death into life. What is this billion-dollar question? What can I say yes to? Immediately, before you even get all six words out of your brain and into your belly, you will know. You will either see an image on your inner visual screen, hear a sound or words and understand what they mean in your inner ears, or feel yourself energetically moving, compelled towards something. Be it visually, auditorially, or kinesthetically, as soon as you ask this self-reflective question, spirit will move you. It will buoy you up and on to the top of a wave. For there is always a wave for you to ride. There is always flow for you to coast upon. Always. Everyone. No one is exempt, ever. Let's put this into practice now. For held within this precious gem is the simple power to completely, immediately metamorphose your life like a butterfly bursting forth from its cocoon. No, when overridden and rewritten, that is justified as a quasi-yes, is your ego pursuing a course to death. Yes, is your soul, via communication direct from spirit, guiding you to eternal life. I recommend you take a moment and attune to your own meaning of eternal life. At minimum, here it means humanity's survival. Now contemplate an example. It might be a decision you're in the process of making, or it might be a decision you've made a while ago and you're currently still in the midst of fulfilling it. As you contemplate it, as you hold it in your mind, what do you notice? Are the signals you're experiencing evidence of an upward or a downward spiral in you? If it is an upward spiral, know that a spirit is confirming to you, yes, go for it, all paths are clear. If it is a downward spiral, immediately pose the self-reflective question, what can I say yes to? And notice what happens. It's like magic. You're on a wave right now. Spirit is lifting you up and placing you where the flow is, where energy is flowing right now. Are you still in misery, in confusion, in ambivalence, in uncertainty, in self-doubt? No, you're in joyous, authentic, upward spiraling motion. You, right now, are experiencing flow. As you explore and swiftly master yes-no as a guiding practice within yourself, you will begin to discover the subtleties of flow. There are also nuanced no's within yeses and yeses within no's. What does this mean? Just like in dowsing and in all forms of divination, keep asking the self-reflective questions until there is absolute stillness, until there are no no's left.